You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Hour before Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Should I even talk? Let's just keep that music going, right? It's good stuff, I'll tell you that. And it smells good in here tonight, too. Not only is the commentary good and the music's good and everything's good, it even smells good in here. And, you know, last week we had, we like to light a candle. There's something about fire that's just elemental and primal, and it lifts the spirits and it raises morale. And especially if it's scented fire or a scented candle, it just, you know, why not? But last week we had evergreen spruce. Yeah, and chicks like it too, you know, because we have so many of those in the studio. We've got our entourage. What am I going to do? Or maybe not. But last week it was evergreen spruce, and tonight it's Nordic pine. Nordic pine. So they actually smell pretty similar, as you might expect, but the strength of the Nordic pine is a little more robust because it's Nordic. And it's sort of like the Viking take on the evergreen scent. And anyway, it's Christmas music. Last show before Christmas. It smells like Christmas in here. And I want to talk to you about the Christmas truce of 1914. Let's look back to that very quickly. Of course, this was a series of widespread but unofficial ceasefires along the Western Front around Christmas in 1914, World War I. In the week leading up to the holiday, German and British soldiers crossed trenches to exchange greetings and talk in areas men from both sides ventured into no man's land on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to mingle and exchange food and souvenirs. There were even reports of men playing football games with one another, giving one of the most enduring images of the truce. And, of course, in addition to that, there were joint burial ceremonies and prisoner swaps, while several meetings ended in carol singing. That was the Germans and the Allies, and there's a picture, an iconic picture that we will post to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, here in the coming days, of British and German soldiers arm-in-arm exchanging gifts, a Christmas truce between opposing trenches. And that never happened again. Not in 1915 or any year after has that ever occurred. And so this Christmas, I pray that our people will never again go to war against one another, that we will never again have a brother-on-brother or cousin-on-cousin war like those two horrible world wars in which families fought. And it was just, of course, that was manipulated, and nothing is as it seems. But that enduring image of, and of course, that was made popular in the movie Joyeux Noël. And we're going to have a clip of that as well. But those were people of a common culture, of a common faith coming together. And as the attacks on our cultural heritage and our race and our faith continue to increase in their severities. We have broken apart. We need to come together. All Western men need to come together and never fight again with one another. I want to say one more word, though, about Jesse Lee Peterson, our guest for the second hour. You know, there's no doubt that we have a rougher row to hoe with regards to speaking these truths. As white people, as heterosexuals, as men, as Southerners, I mean, we're at the very bottom of the diversity totem pole, and any truth-telling about racial realities and Jewish power and influence is, well, you've seen it over the last 11 years we've been on the air. I mean, we've been absolutely pummeled, but we've come out stronger because of it, because we've never let them back us down. We've never apologized. We've never retreated. We've always doubled down. And now, wouldn't you know it, the GOP frontrunner is taking a play from our playbook, and the results are predictable. But I will say this, though. Jesse Lee Peterson, don't kid yourself for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. That guy has had it hard, too. We may have had it harder because we don't get the pass being whites at speaking these truths. He can critique the black community a little more easily because he is black. But let me tell you, believe me, he did himself no favor in the black community by speaking out these truths. And for that, he has certainly earned my respect. And I get it. There's always going to be differences between the races. There's always going to be differences in talents and abilities and appearances and heroes. I don't expect members of the black community to revere Robert E. Lee and Nathan Bedford Forrest as I do. But I will tell you this, and there's no doubt about it. If every black family had a head of household like Jesse Lee Peterson, the vast majority of racial strife and tension in this country would cease to exist. We would always have differences. Of course, we're different people. But so much of it would be gone overnight. And, you know, he really deserves the support of not just people in the black community. And he should be one of the leaders that is just instantly recognized as the leader of the black community rather than these charlatans, these race baiters and hustlers like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and so many others. Any given city has them. But Jesse Lee Peterson, I tell you, I just respect the hell out of that guy. And he's a great guy. And he's obviously, by all accounts, a great Christian man, and I enjoyed the interview with him tonight, and I hope to work more closely with him. Doesn't change the fact, of course, that we're here to serve our people first, as he is, I'm sure, there, and his organization minces no words about it. Bond is there to help instill a sense of fatherhood and responsibility in the homes of primarily black people, as he should be doing, and as we should be doing. But there is a mutual respect there and an admiration, and 8 years later, after we were teamed up and paired together as debating partners on CNN, he's on this show, and we just got the review copy of the book today, and we didn't have a chance to read it before having him on the program tonight, but I do look forward to reading it. Just got a text from Eddie. People are probably wondering where Eddie is. He writes, "Tell the listeners I love them and miss them tonight. I'll be back next week. I will never give up fighting for them." I'll tell you where Eddie is tonight when we come back. No big deal. He's just tired. He's almost 70. You can be tired at that age, right? Well, Eddie has more stamina than me. I couldn't keep up with Eddie in a marathon. But I'll tell you what's been going on with Eddie and much more. Sam Bushman later this hour, too. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all
Well, that's a message I'm sure we can all agree with, ladies and gentlemen. Am I right? And, yeah, just a quick word. Eddie, you know, typically helps me guard the fort in the third and final hour of any given broadcast. That's typically the format. Eddie was visiting friends in Alabama all week. He got in back to Memphis last night just in time to join Keith Alexander and I for a little Christmas get-together, and we stayed up late, and I think Eddie slept till about noon today, which just never happens, and he was just tired from the travel, and he was planning on coming in tonight. I said, you know what, Eddie, I can cover. He didn't ask for the night off. He was planning on coming in. I know you're tired. Listen, we got another show in December. Why don't you just come in the day after Christmas next week, and we'll just hit it hard and heavy then, and just, you know, relax tonight. It's you know, relax. Don't wear yourself out a few days before Christmas. So he begrudgingly accepted my offer, but he is texting me as he's listening to us right now on the AM dial, and I'll read it once again. Tell the listeners I love them and miss them tonight. We'll never give up fighting for them, and I'll be back next week. Love you, Pappy. So that's to you, ladies and gentlemen. I went to the mailbox, as I said, and we had all these Christmas cards, and some of the Christmas cards were to the show in general, and some were to the individual host. And I took Eddie a couple of Christmas cards that he received, one again from Jimmy in Washington State, And it just meant the world to Eddie last night. I wish you could have seen it, Jimmy. Jimmy is one of our loyal contributors who donates every quarter, and he's just as generous with his thoughtful and gracious remarks via email and his praise of our work. And I gave Eddie the card last night, and I just wish you could have seen it. Wish you could have been there. It just meant the world to him, as they all have so much, folks. You want to talk about lifting the spirits in a spiritual time of year. These Christmas cards, just incredible. We opened the show about that. Very hard for me to focus tonight on the issues. Now, this isn't obviously your standard show. We're spending a lot more time just talking about these things, things related to Christmas and the emotions there. But we will try to get a little more work in. And to help me do that before the time runs out tonight, Sam Bushman, the legend himself, Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio Network and host of the Liberty Roundtable Show. I was on with Sam last Wednesday on his incredible show, and he's with us tonight to talk about an interesting article in the New York Times with regards to radio. But before we get into that, Sam has another message he wants to share with
us. Well, first, I just want to tell you Merry Christmas to you, to all the listeners, to everyone, all our fans, our friends, our family. They're all one and the same to me. And by the way, it reminds me when I think of Eddie. That song, I'm Not As Good As I Once Was, But I'm As Good As Once As I Ever Was, kind of thing. You know, he done tore it up last night. He was as good as ever, but he just can't hang like he used to, right? So I'm going to give him
unless he's on the marathon. Unless he's running a marathon.
Good
but,
point.
Obviously running a marathon is less strenuous than hosting a show because
that's because he's got a mind of steel, and it's all in the mind, and he just powers through in his mind, and his body obeys.
There you go.
And that's what happens. I'm going to give him prunes for Christmas, though. Don't tell him. But,
Well, you just did tell him,
make sure the old man can handle everything all right. You know what I'm saying? All right. Now, the topic I wanted to discuss tonight a little bit, and I do this because this is kind of a Christmas broadcast in particular. And, when we started Liberty News Radio back in 2009, just so everybody knows, I had been in radio since, like, 93. So 2003, 16 years into radio or whatever it is, we started Liberty News Radio. And when we started the network, I had kind of a dream of what the goal would be. And it had to do with education. It had to do with the promotion of God, family, and country. It had to do with the protection of life, liberty, and property. It was an educational effort to promote these principles that we all believe in. Principle above politics, freedom above fortune. And these slogans came to my mind and this understanding about what the goal of the network would be. And it's amazing how the two backbone shows of the network, we have a lot of shows that we air, but the two backbone shows right from the get-go were Liberty Roundtable, my show, along with my co-host, Kurt Crosby.
Incredible guy, though. I just want to say this very quickly, Sam. Kurt Crosby, people, if you're not a regular listener of Sam's show, you should be. And if you are, Kurt is just, we've had the honor of working with Kurt, and he was down here, of course, for our 10-year last year. Kurt is just incredible. And I want to say Merry Christmas to Kurt tonight as well.
Amen. Kurt's like a redneck full of wisdom. But he's one of the kindest, most service-oriented, humble people you will ever know. But anyway, I digress. I'm just saying, so it was our show, and I've laid out what the dream of the network and what our show really has been. We started doing our show back in like 95 kind of stuff. But then, we met James Edwards and crew at the Political Cesspool. At first, everybody was telling me they're racist. Don't even talk to them. I researched, found out that was all bogus. We've been fast friends and like-minded beliefs ever since. But I just want to give a shout-out to the Cesspool staff, listenership, and just say thank you. Because I listened to the Christmas music. I listened to Jesse Lee Peterson. We realized that it's about good versus evil, as Jesse wisely pointed out. It's about our heritage, as Keith wisely pointed out. It's about pointing our lives and our hearts and our thoughts and our beliefs to family, to friends, to the Savior Jesus Christ. And I listen to all the other talk shows out there, James, and I don't find any of them that really focus on solutions. But when I listen to Liberty Roundtable, my show, or when I do the show or read the show notes and kind of summarize what we've done, what we do on a continual basis, and then I look at the same thing for the Political Cesspool, we have different shows, we're different people, But they hammer home the same dream that the network started out in being, which is education about God, family, country, life, liberty, property, principle, family, you know, things that matter and ways to make those changes to improve society. And when you get done listening to a lot of talk shows, you're depressed, you're discouraged, you think, man, we're just going down. When you get done to listening to the Political Cesspool or Liberty Roundtable or some of the shows that we do, you know what? You feel good. You go, I have friends. I know we got tough times, but I have family. I have blessings from God. I have, there's hope. I have principle. I can do something today. I can't fix it all, but I can do something and I will do something. And you feel the sense of empowerment. You feel like you're surrounded by people better than yourself. You feel like you're around leaders and decision makers and people who are forward thinkers and people who understand the reason why we're on the earth and where we're going and how to get there. And anyway, I don't mean to go on forever, but I wanted to just shout out to these principles, to this dream that I think we all have. James speaks of it. I speak of it. God brings Jesse Lee Peterson onto the broadcast, brings Sam and James together. History is made for years since, and it will be years into the future. And they can say what they want about us, but when you listen, you can feel the truth in your heart of who we are,
Sam,
and what we do, sir.
You wrapped that up so perfectly. We're coming to a break, but I couldn't have put that better. God bless you, my friend, for saying all that. When we come back, we're going to get to the article that I had intended for Sam to cover, but I want to say one word in follow-up to that, because as Sam was giving his commentary there, something popped into my head, and he put it into word right there at the end, and we'll come back with that right after this.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Help make America great again. Proverbs 29:12 says, "If a ruler listens to falsehoods, all his officials will be wicked." Our rulers have listened to falsehoods for 50 years. The 33rd Psalm states, "Blessed is the nation whom the Lord has chosen as his heritage." God's chosen people in America is fast being replaced by other peoples because of the falsehoods our leaders have listened to for these last 50 years. Falsehoods of diversity is our strength and multiculturalism is good. Donald Trump will stop this dispossession. Join the Trump Super PAC. Call 212-391-1586. That's 212-391-1586, or go to thedailytrump.org. That's thedailytrump.org. Have a blessed day. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, I don't want to ruin the end of the story for you, but you know we're going to win this, right? And the only reason, you know, God hasn't forsaken us. We've forsaken God, and that's the problem that, America suffers right now. Our people have forsaken God. But all we have to do is come back together under the banner that inspired almost all of the great scientific advancements and cultural achievements of the West. You unite under the banner of the cross again, and white people will be great again. And all people will be great again. And I can tell you, this
country can
be taken
back. In fact, James, it says if we turn to him, he will heal our land.
There you go. I don't want to turn this in. It's not Sunday yet. I don't want to turn it into church service because I know Jesse was heavy on that too. But listen, it's a part of what we are. And this gets into what Sam was talking about in the last segment that I was so excited about. You know, again, folks, no offense intended. There is no way I could possibly give a quick acknowledgement to all of the people out there who have sent in either contributions or Christmas cards or email. I try to run through as many of them as I can within the confines of Commercial Talk Radio to give you a representative sampling of where this correspondence is coming from. All over the country, all over the world, in Europe and Canada, from coast to coast here in the United States. And what Sam was talking about there, he was just spot on in the last segment. We try to put into words from time to time, to the best of our ability, what makes this show, The Political Cesspool, what makes this network, Liberty News Radio, so special. And, of course, with the show, you know, there are several ingredients in this particular show that we put into the blender every week, and you know what they are, and we've talked about it in the past. But more than the ability to describe it, it's just something that you feel. You know, what galvanizes our audience and what motivates us to take the beating and to come in here on our own dime and to fight for this show and to do the horrible the horrible task of fundraising, which I absolutely despise. It's the only bad part of the job. And to do all of this stuff and to combat the media, you really can't put into words. It's just something that you feel, right, Sam? And as we feel it, talk radio is once again becoming the preferred method of choice with regards to the media in some verifiable standards of measurement. Weave those two talking points together, if you would, my friend.
When you speak of a feeling, and I kind of mentioned that right before the pause, and you pick up on that theme, it reminds me of the country song, I Got a Feeling. Can you feel it too? And it really is the case. When people speak of God, family, country in a positive way, when people speak of traditions, family traditions, when people speak of heritage and history, all steeped in the morality of the Savior Jesus Christ's teachings, make this as religious as you want. Say the Ten Commandments are a religious creed, or say they're just a common code for ethical society. Say what you like, but it's these common things that bring us together. These ideas that you treat others as you would like to be treated. The men and women are meant to be together. It's God's way. It's our way. To understand who we are from a biblical perspective and not just have a worldly notion of things, but talk about gifts. Gifts of the heart, gifts of the spirit, gifts of service and love and kindness and forgiveness and patience. These are gifts that we can give each other. These are gifts that we can learn to develop in our own lives. They're given to us by God, and we can then prosper them in our hands as we serve Him and serve our fellow men. And I tell you that because this feeling comes from that kind of life that we live. And it's not just an abstract sermon or a notion or something in a book or something written or some monument somewhere. This is who we are. This is how we live. Some of us are Baptists. Some of us are Baptists that don't want to be Baptists, but they still are Baptists, like Eddie. Some of us are Mormons. Some of us are Catholics. Some of us are Protestant. But we have this kinship. We have this uniting reality. This uniting morality of who we are. And the reason that you can feel it is because these principles are true. And whenever you speak truth, you know, pardon the phrase to be too religious, but the Holy Ghost testifies to that truth and testifies of who we are. And so when you hear the negative things about us, all you got to do is listen to another show and you'll instantly know in your heart, in your mind, who we are and what we do and why.
Just like that high school student that Keith and I were talking about earlier. I mean, if a high school student, I'm not disparaging high school students. I was one at one time, and I thought I was quite intelligent for my age. And there are a lot of smart and bright and obviously astute and observant high school students. But this was one guy that began to listen to us, and as he listened to us, began to research us and saw all of the horrible defamations out there and said, you know what? I have my own mind. I'll make up my own decision. I listen to these people, and I think that's a lie. And it's just incredible. But anyway, Sam, very quickly, we don't have much time left in this segment, and we haven't even scratched the surface of what I wanted to have you on tonight, although I'm glad we haven't because what we've talked about is far superior. But there was a pretty interesting article that you sent me from the New York Times about the power of talk radio, and that'll lead into my final segment after the break.
Yeah, let me tell you this. It's fascinating. You know, when the media, when you think the media should tell you something, they always lie and they always cover it up. They never tell you the truth. We've talked about that over and over on this program because it's the facts. However, what I find fascinating is when they mean to tell you a different story, oftentimes you get the real story of what they wouldn't tell you before. So this article is all about these candidates using talk radio to get out the word in a less expensive way. And so they're really talking about the power of radio. They're talking about how it's a lot less expensive than TV. They're talking about how it has a greater effect on the human mind than TV, because it can be repeated over and over and over. You can listen to it while you're doing something else, as opposed to being a captive audience, if you will. And they go on and on and on and talk about the blessings of and the benefit of radio. Radio, radio, radio. It's interesting. But their whole goal is not really to tell you that the new media has taken center stage and that conservative talk radio is the answer. They've been telling us hate radio has been the problem in America since 1996 when Bill Clinton made that claim. What I find fascinating is they're trying to really bring money into the radio till, if you will, by promoting it in their newspaper. Because these same kind of people, these big guys, own radio, and they want to drive those dollars to radio. So they have a different agenda in their article than you and I might take, but they lay out the reality, the cards, how valuable, how important, how game-changing we really are. They don't mean to, but that's what they do, James, and that's why I find it so fascinating.
Right. Well, another thing is, you know, you'll hear so often talk radio is dead. Talk radio is not far behind print media. It's just, you know, we're in a digital age. Nobody listens to radio anymore. It's all podcasts. But when talking about AM, FM, talk radio, where the political cesspool and Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable is anchored, that's where the candidates, and that's another thing the article mentioned, the candidates are spending the bulk of their campaign advertising dollar on talk radio, on the AM and FM airwaves, because they say that is the most captive audience. TV, you can tune out during the commercials. If it's something online, you could just skip past it. But commercial talk radio, where we that's our realm, Sam.
But they would never admit this if we tried to make that point, or the reality of making that point was the case. They would never admit it. They had kind of a different agenda to write this, but yet they then lay out the truth in doing so without, I believe, without really meaning to.
Well, they did, and they also mentioned, of course, that some of these candidates, I think they might have even mentioned Cruz, if I'm not mistaken. I have to pull it back up, but it was one of the candidates that spent all of his media budget on radio, which was you know, it would defy logic, I think, to a lot of people, but to us it makes sense. And it just goes to show, again, I thought it was interesting, but it just goes to show the power of radio. People are, you know, they have this... I guess you know how it is in your brain when you meet someone new, you get this chemical that's released. And I think a lot of people have that for online stuff. And listen, I'm going to talk about this in the next segment. I value our online audience. We have a huge online audience that tunes in via the internet, and what people are doing on YouTube when they're posting our videos and commentaries. They take our audio and post it on YouTube. All that's incredible.
But the term radio is changing, kind of like cell phones. I mean, how many people use their cell phone as a phone compared to something else now?
And, of course, you can catch us on your cell phone, too, thanks to the infrastructure that Sam's built here with the network. All you got to do is dial in. You can listen to us live. Listen to the network feed 24/7. It's incredible. I'm going to come back with even more incredible news to wrap up the last segment of the last show before Christmas. Sam Bushman, everybody, big round of applause.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Come to Bethlehem and see
All right, folks. Merry Christmas one more time if I forget to say it before the end of the show. I hope everybody has a blessed holiday and a holy day with friends and family. Very quickly, and we'll be back with you the day after Christmas, live as always. We're not going to take it off. I want to update you on a couple of huge developments, encouraging developments. We mentioned it last week. I want to mention it one more time. We have picked up a brand new AM radio affiliate in Utah, AM 1480 KHQN. Welcome to our award-winning program. You know, being able to successfully deliver our message to such audiences is really what separates us from everyone else. Our broadcast is really the only one in the entire world for folks looking for candid commentary in the mainstream media from an explicitly pro-white perspective. And we're taking on, listen to this, we are taking on and beating some of the Fox News and Sirius XM personalities. So while having a presence on commercial AM and FM radio stations sets us above the competition by providing us with the credibility and access to certain guests, an opportunity not available to internet-only shows, that's not to say that we're not incredibly proud of our online audience. It's both of those things working in cooperation. And not just that, the Roku player, you can tune in over your phone now, and there's clips all over the place on YouTube. So many ways to listen to Political Cesspool. There's many websites that post our archives, and not just one. So there's no real way to get a firm handle on the number of people listening. We just know it's a lot. A lot. In fact, our website receives much more traffic than many of the establishment commentators. I said we were beating some of the Fox and Sirius personalities. Listen to this. Fox News radio host Todd Starnes, he was actually here in Memphis at Bellevue Baptist Church a couple of weeks ago to film a Christmas special. Now, he's on 250 radio stations nationwide. He has the full backing and funding of Fox News behind him. And so since he was here in Memphis, I said, you know, that's interesting. He's on 250 stations. He's paid by Fox. He's paid a salary. That's something I'll never know. I wonder where we stand, you know, because we can't judge. We don't have access to all the things. But one thing we can check is website traffic, right? I wonder where he stands in comparison to us. Folks, we don't just beat him. Our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, doesn't just beat Todd Starnes' website. It beats him like a drum. And it's not really a competition, I don't guess, but and Andrew Wilkow's another one. Now, Andrew Wilkow, I do take some pleasure in beating because, and we beat him too, and he's a serious guy. He gets paid a very hefty salary to be a radio host. We fight like junkyard dogs just to bring enough into the storehouse to stay on the air. But Scoop Stanton called into the Wilkow show last year. And the producer asked his name. He said, I'm Scoop Stanton. And they said, well, we don't allow white supremacists to come on the show. So even Scoop, with his once a segment per week commentary on the show, has a reputation that precedes himself. And so they wouldn't let him on. But, you know, we're beating him in web traffic, too. We lap them in at least one verifiable standard of measurement. And so this is why we ask you to respond to our fourth quarter fundraising appeal. It doesn't matter how many radio stations we add, how we can take our message to unprecedented heights if we don't have the financial support to keep going. Now, unlike that competition, which we're beating, at least in terms of online traffic, we receive no salary. We do this as a labor of love. We've done it so well for so long that we put this show that survives on contributions averaging between $25 and $100 into the popular conversation, all while never backing down from our defining signature issues, and you know what they are. A very generous contributor from the state of Delaware said he would match. He contacted me a couple of days ago, Thursday. He said he would match any contributions that came into the show before the end of our broadcast on Saturday. Now, we sent out an email to that effect. We put up a blog post to that effect, and we have received some contributions. Even this very show, Jimmy in Ben Wheeler, Texas, Scott in South Carolina, and Todd right here in the Memphis area in Collierville, Tennessee, Ken from Baldwin, New York. Those are people who have contributed to the show just in the last few minutes while we've been on the air. All contributions to the Political Cesspool will be matched. You can double your dollar I guess not much time left. I probably should have said this at the beginning of the show since there's only 5 minutes left. But I'm a purist, you know. I don't like fundraising. I like to do the work. I like to do the job. But I would tell you, for anyone listening right now who perhaps hasn't contributed yet to our fourth quarter fundraising drive, if you do so before the end of the show, you still got a few minutes, it's going to be doubled. And if you can't do it tonight, don't worry about it. Just do it before the end of the month if you're interested. And, of course, those who contribute more than $100 will be receiving a special gift from us. And thanks so much again to everyone who's contributed so far. We've tried to shout out the towns and the cities and the countries from which these contributions have been coming in. For those of you who have donated for the first time this month, those of you who have donated every quarter for years and years, and there are some of you out there that have been donating, it seems, longer than the show's even been in existence. And believe me, we notice that. Don't think for a second that any of this is expected rather than appreciated. It's always appreciated and never expected. There's some people out there, and I just named a few of them, that give every quarter, every year, every quarter they give. And folks, you are a godsend, and we love you. We had last week on the show, of course, as a guest, Michael Cushman, author of Our Southern Nation, Its Origins and Future. Anybody who gives $100 before the end of the month, before December 31st, is going to get that. If you give anything tonight before the end of the show, it's going to be doubled by a generous contributor in Delaware, and I'm going to give him the tally on that. Not a penny more, not a penny less. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you give. Of course, if you give enough, you get the incentive. We received a check in the mail from a listener in Seattle, Washington, just a couple of days ago for $5. You know, $5 to somebody is like $100 to another. It all means the same to us, you know, and it truly does. You give what you can, and we're going to continue to fight. Now, tonight, obviously, has been a little bit different show because it's the last show before Christmas. And, you know, Christmas is the one day of the year. By the way, folks, of course, you know, to contribute, you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. You click on donate, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Safe, secure, discreet. No problem at all. We've never had a problem. But tonight, you know, Christmas is the one day of the year we lay down our swords. We allow ourselves to reflect on the beauty and majesty of this special season. The battle's going to begin anew in the coming month in January. But tonight, I encourage you to remember the reason of the season. And always remember that we're here to protect and preserve a culture and a faith that has given light to a dark world. And it is our duty to ensure that that flame is never extinguished. So we defend our people, we defend our race, we defend our faith. And I'm going to read for you now, with the couple of minutes I have remaining, the biblical accounting from the King James Version of the Christmas story as found in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. I'd encourage you to read that, men, with your family on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day as well. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas to you from the staff and crew of the Political Cesspool. We look forward to remaining at your service in 2016 and beyond. Deo gracias. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.